are listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
A mother is. Who is a mother? What does a mother do? And we've organized a couple of people to speak on that topic for us, which is really awesome, and from different perspectives. And I'm sure we're all going to be able to relate to at least one of these positions. First, we're going to have Kayla Blacker, who's going to come and speak for us today. Then we're going to have Ron Magamu from a husband's perspective. And then Anne Reardon's going to finish off from a mother's perspective. So let's welcome Caleb as he comes to share with us this morning.
All right. So I've got three parts to my thing. And I'm going to start with a mother is a servant. I believe that a mother is a servant. Just think about what a mother has done for you in a day. A son or daughter could never give back to their mothers what their mothers gave to them. They feed us, they clean up after us, they care for us, they give us advice, and they invest so much time and money into us. We should bless our mothers on Mother's Day because they deserve it for all that they do for us, and even though one day isn't enough to give back to our mothers, we should still do it. So now I have a funny story about my mother trying to serve and it not really working out. So we were in South Australia driving on a bit of a long holiday and we saw a fire on the side of the road. She wanted to help out and serve, so we all got the shovels and put out the fire. Oh, I've lost my spot now. Crikey. She just wanted to help out, serve. Oh, well, I just read that. And so she thought we were heroes because we put out the fire and stopped it from hurting the environment and maybe even some people. In the car, she was like, good work, everyone. We all did great, you know, all that stuff. And then we went into town and we started talking to the locals and my mum asked one of them about the fire and they said that it was a planned burn-off. So yeah, that didn't work out. Right, so now I'm going to talk about how a mother is a disciplinarian. At times, I don't really enjoy this one. So if we were to think about what a mother does here, we'd be here all day, but oh, no. So the easy way out for a mother is to give back to their kids, give everything they want, like all the toys and stuff, you know. But our mothers don't take the easy way out. They always discipline us and do what we need. So on Proverbs 13:24, it says, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but whoever loves him is diligent to discipline him. I know that mothers hate punishing their kids and they just want to give us whatever we want, but out of love, they do punish us and don't give everything we want. So now I've got a story about when my mum probably should have disciplined me. But she was so lovely that she didn't. So a few years ago, I was feeling a bit sore because I was having a bit of growing pains. And I didn't want to do anything. It was sort of an excuse. And then Mum said, come on, Caleb, suck it up, keep going. And then I said, Mum, what do you know about growing pains? If you don't know my mum, she hasn't actually hit 5 foot. She's 4'11", so growing pains isn't something she has experienced. I'm sorry, I forgot about the half. You need every half inch you can get, so. And so for the last thing, a mother is a friend. I love my mum because she's always there for me. When I need some advice, she's the person that I go to because she has more wisdom than me. My mum is a friend because she'll always have a laugh with me, and I treasure all those moments because she's such a special person. I'm so thankful that I can have a special relationship with my mum and I can celebrate her on this day. Mum, I love you and I hope you enjoy your Mother's Day. And now let's invite Ron to the stage.
Good job, Caleb. Good job, Caleb. That was awesome. He can say those kind of things. So when I think about motherhood, many, many words come to mind, but none of them are quite enough to describe how awesome mothers are. They're clearly, clearly awesome people. And as a husband, I'm left inspired time and again by mothers. And let me just touch on three reasons why this morning. Mother is invested, mother is qualified, and mother is invisible. Invested, qualified, and visible. What do I mean by that? Let's have a look and see. First of all, she's invested. That is, she is all in to this motherhood thing. All in, her heart, her mind, her soul, invested in her family. In other words, she gives her all. If motherhood was a job, and she applied and she got the gig, she'll be intentionally working all the shifts, all the days, not having the public holidays, all the time, and not asking for what the pay is, and just turning up time and time again. Her capacity is elastic. Whether family is just her and her husband, or whether they have children between them, any number of them, mother is a marvel at being enough for each and being enough for all. Never misses one, never comes up short. Now, unlike me, I forgot a child once at an airport car park. In the car, Martha and the family had gone on ahead into the departures area. And I just remember Martha's last words to me as she left the car. "Ron, don't forget the child in the back seat." I don't think I can describe her reaction to what happened there when I showed up in that airport with no baby. But if that was her to leave that baby in the car, well, it wouldn't happen, right? Never skips a beat, never misses one. Now, I'm not forgetting, mothers, that there are times of tiredness, of fatigue, of sleepless nights, and even tears. But I am saying this, mothers, you are on the right path, especially through those harder times, because you know, it's only because you are doing the right things that those tests, that those challenges come through. And you press on through them because those things shall pass. And you come out on the other side ready to go another day, ready to go maybe another sleepless night, ready to go through maybe another difficult parenting season. You just keep going because, after all, it's part of the investment. Mothers are invested. Now, do you want to know what's weird about the internet? It's the only place that I found, as I was looking at this and preparing, where the only place where motherhood is easy, motherhood is smooth sailing, motherhood is polished, the makeup is on perfect every time, you know, the hair is just right, well, for those who have hair, the home is immaculate, fashion is on point, and dentist certified smiles, all at the same time. Thank you, Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram. But none of them have ever raised a child. Ask any mother who has raised children, and they'll tell you about the good times and the bad times. It's part of the investment. Second thing is mother is qualified. Mother is qualified. That means she's always prepared. She's always prepared, even if she doesn't know what she's prepared for, and even if she doesn't know or feel like she is. And that's because of two words. Mummy school. Now, I don't know when they will go to mummy school. I don't know what goes on at mummy school, but I know they all come out as graduates from mummy school, and they've taken amazing courses like how to clean up baby projectile anything with two wet wipes. I've tried this. I think the two wet wipes are destroyed just me trying to pull them out of the packet. So I got no hope at this thing. I'm more like the two packets kind of guy. But two wet wipes, people. Get out of the way. Give it 20 minutes. Two wet wipes. And the house is amazing. Stand out of the way. Give it 20 minutes. Whatever it is you thought was impossible can be done. That's the power of mummy school and two wet wipes. There's this other course, how to hold. I didn't understand this one at first, but all that, I realized that how to hold course is, instead of going to the toilet when you're supposed to, mummy school teaches mothers how to hold. And hold. And hold. For days. Because I think this skill goes hand in hand with the kid's strange ability to have the most amazing thing to tell a mother, the most amazing news, or the most amazing urgent pressing need, just as mum hits the toilet and is about to just do what mothers do in the toilet. There he is, there she is, standing there. Mummy, paper cut. Or something amazing they've got to tell. So they learn to hold. Or another course I saw them do at mummy, or I heard that they do at mummy school, the guide to arresting any situation using animal biscuits. Now, this is an interesting one because, you know, the scene, the toddler tumbles, the lips start to quiver, the tears start to well up, the breathing rate increases, and then just before the crying begins, mother's right there. Oh, Baba, do you want a tiny teddy? Plop in the mouth, away go the tears, out comes the smile, sorted, just like that. Now, this actually comes with a bit of a confession because this actually works on me as well. Coming home after a long day's work, and I'm just coming through the door, you know, hi, babe, how you going? And she looks at me, she's like, oh, hi. She comes to me, cups my face in her hands, plants this kiss on my lips. Have you had a long day, Ron? I'm like, uh-huh. And she's like, oh, there's tiny teddies in the cupboard, would you like one? And I'm like, uh-huh. I don't even know. It's like, uh-huh. The next thing, tiny teddy in my mouth, and bam, I'm cured. I'm like, right, kids, have you done your homework? I'll do the bins, I'll do this. It's like, how does this happen? Mummy school. That's the secret. But there's also incredible things out of mummy school that I've also seen, like the just knowing course. You know, mothers just know when to talk to their child before about an issue before the child has even raised the issue. You ever notice that? The just knowing course taught them when to just hold their children for the right duration, the exact tightness, radiating the perfect motherly warmth as they just make it better. In the only way a mother knows how. Or the just knowing course that equips them to teach and instruct and shape and discipline their children, all out of love, just the right way. That's mummy school, which of course is a metaphor for wisdom, isn't it? And aren't mothers blessed with such wisdom? And no wonder in scripture we see wisdom personified as a woman and as a mother. Finally, mother is invisible. Now, I saw an example of this one day, a school holiday period at home. I arrived home from work, as the scene goes, not to five children, so Martha and I, my wife, we have five kids, and there wasn't five kids, but there was 19 children at home. I didn't know anything about this, wasn't forewarned, come cruising into the driveway, and there's 19 kids everywhere, front yard, backyard, lounge, hanging off basketball hoops, riding skateboard bikes, it's all happening, you know, and Martha's just in the main bedroom, chilling out, sipping on a lemon tea, reading a novel, like a boss. She got this, you know. And then these kids sort of left soon after, and one of them sort of pipes up, you know, oh, thanks, I love playing at your house. And what got me about that comment, it was, you know, just things kids say, expressing their gratitude. She wasn't saying it to Martha. The kid was saying it to one of their friends, one of my children, and then they took off. Now, that really stuck with me because the gratitude wasn't being expressed to Mother. But that doesn't seem to matter to mothers because they're invisible. They're not gratified by the recognition. They're not doing it to be called out. They're not doing it to be stood up and be recognized and have their names put in lights. They've already received their validation from stepping back and watching their children thrive. or in my case that day, 14 other children as well. But, you know, they're invisible. They're not in it for themselves. So in conclusion, as a husband, I've had the tremendous, tremendous privilege through marriage of having a front row seat. A front row seat through marriage as I watch my wife fully participate in motherhood. And I also have a responsibility, therefore. I mean, let's take note. I have a responsibility to ensure that there continues to be the right environment for that woman, in this case my wife, that mother, to replenish herself regularly as an individual so she can continue to work that miracle of motherhood for her children, for our children, and for our children's children, and for generations to come. So as a husband, I salute all mothers here today. And thank you for being an inspiration to me, whether you are mothers-to-be, mothers recent, or mothers seasoned. Thank you. I'll pass it on to Anne.
Thank you. Thanks, Ron. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. I hope that some of you got breakfast in bed. I got breakfast in bed. Thank you. Can we have the photo of my boys up in case you don't know me and you've never seen me before? This is my three boys, James, Matthew and Jed. And speaking on a mother is from a mum's perspective, the number one thing I have to say is a mother is blessed. And to my boys, I love you heaps and I am just so blessed to be your mum. I love being your mum. And I think I was surprised when James was born and he was a newborn, tiny baby at the hospital, and they said to me one question before I went home and before I take this little human being home with me for me to look after. And that one question is, do you have a car seat? And you go, okay, that's going to get me the next 10 minutes or 15 minutes journey home, but what about beyond that? Like, you think about it, you go to school, to get into uni, you have to study hard. James is doing year 11 and one VCE subject. You have to get all the marks to get into a uni course. The first professional job I went for, panel interview with six people to check I was qualified for the job. But you're going to take a human being home and be the sole person with your husband responsible for it, and do you have a car seat is the only qualification that you need. So that brings me to my second point, which is opposite to what Ron said. I think mums are underqualified. Like, if you think about what qualifications you would actually need to be a mum, ideally a certificate in childcare would be a good start, preferably a nurse or a doctor. A doctor would be great because that would save all the trips when you're not sure if they've got an ear infection. You could just check yourself, all the doctor's trips. A chef would be awesome. Children's entertainer, of course. Singer, so you can sing to them. A psychologist, a teacher, primary school, and all the subjects they may or may not select in high school. If you could cover all those, that would be awesome. So there's so many qualifications that would be handy. And none of us have all of those, which is why we can't sit an exam for when we can take the child home, because we'd never be able to take them home. But as mums, we try our absolute best. And sometimes it doesn't always work. Like Caleb was saying, our best isn't always 100%. I've got a really short video, Josh, if you could chuck that up there, of a mum trying her best with her little baby to see if she can make him happy. If you are like that mum and you can't sing, then I just want to say to all the kids, we're sorry, but we are trying our best. To the ones who have beautiful singers, well, you're just blessed. You can thank your mum for that later. And we don't mean to make our kids cry. We don't mean to do things wrong, but sometimes we do. I remember when James and Matthew were little, Jed wasn't on the scene yet, and we'd been out and we saw someone face painting. They wanted to get their faces done and I didn't have any money. So I said, no, you can't get it done. When we got home, they were colouring in with these great washable markers. They just wash off everything. You get it on the table, wipe straight off, clothes wash straight off. They were really good. And they said, can we draw on our faces? And I thought, you know what? Why not? It'll entertain them for 10 minutes. I know it'll wash straight off. It'll all be good. And so Matthew did his face. I think he made his face into a pirate. James made himself into an alien, a blue alien, covered his whole face in blue. And then later it was bath time and Matt had his bath. He came out all cute again and little Matthew, and James came out and he's still a blue alien. And I'm like, uh-oh, I quickly went to the texter box and had a look, and amongst all these washable markers was one permanent blue marker. The one that he had selected to do his whole face in. To make matters worse, we were getting on a flight to Sydney the next day because Dave had a job interview that required the whole family to be at. So I was going to bring a blue child with me. So I thought, okay, I'll just get a face funnel, a bit of soap, give it a gentle rub. If you've ever had permanent marker on, you know that was a futile attempt at doing anything. So then I remembered we had these magic eraser cloths. Any mums, this is a good mum's tip, they get stuff off everything, off the walls, off anything, magic eraser cloths, they're very good. I gave a gentle little wipe and blue was coming off on the cloth. I said, is that hurting, James? Is that okay? Nope, it's all good. It's a really soft cloth. So I gave it a wipe. All came off, back to normal. I was just breathing a sigh of relief. It was very good. Washed his face really well. And then half an hour later, his face is bright red. And I mean sunburnt red. Like, I took him down to the chemist and they said, I think he's got a slight chemical burn on his face. Now I'm feeling like the worst mum in the world. So he gave us burn cream and we had to lather on this thick layer of white burn cream all over his face. So we've gone from blue to red to white. So we're getting worse there. So I'm sorry, James, I've already said sorry to you for that one. He survived. So as mums, we are underqualified, but we try our best. And one verse which is something Ron was talking about as well, which has become one of my favourites over the years, is if any of you lacks wisdom, let them ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. And as a mum, I find that that's what I need time and time again, is I need wisdom. And I think that it is awesome that we get to ask not just other mums for advice, that's a great source of advice, but we get to ask God, the God who created heaven and earth, the God who knitted together in our wombs our little kids, the God who has a plan for them, a plan to prosper them and a plan for a future that's good and not to harm them. We can ask the supernatural God for help, and that can take us ordinary, underqualified mums and help us be super mums to our kids. So let's give a round of applause to all the super mums in the room today.
Thanks, Anne. Thanks, Anne. And let's thank Anne and Ronald and Caleb as well. You've done a great job today. Thank you, guys. Well done. It's great to hear from so many different perspectives. And just as I was thinking about it this week as well, the verse Romans 11:36 came to me. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. And mums, you are God-given. You are God-given to us, and you are designed by him, you are purposed by him, ultimately for the glory of God, through and however that looks in your own life. I know it should be enough for us to know that we have been designed by him, but I want you to know, mums, as well, that we need you. We need you to be mums in all that entails, and we cannot do without the love and the care and the gentleness that you guys as mothers provide. And I want you to know with confidence that it's not in our own strength that we can do these things, but it's in God's strength, and it's through him that we can do everything that he has purposed us to do. Amen. Amen. So I want to just pray for our mums today, and I'm going to ask all our ladies to stand as we do that, because we're going to pray for our mums who are both mums from a biological sense, but also a spiritual mums, and you've been a mother to others in your life. Can all the ladies stand, please? That'd be great. We honour you. We honour you, and we thank you for all that you are. And praise God. Come on, let's close our eyes. Let's pray, church. Father God, we thank you for all those that are standing today. We thank you for our mums, both in what they do for us and who they are. Lord God, from a spiritual sense and also a biological sense. Father, I just pray today that every person here that is standing, every lady that is standing, know that they have a purpose in you. Lord God, that it is not to stand on our own two legs and be able to do what we think that you have called us to do, but it's to stand in your strength and fulfill what you have for us to do in this life. So, Father, I just pray for any mum who thinks that maybe in the past that they have failed in different areas, Lord God, that you would restore them right now, that you would fill them with confidence, Lord God, that there is more to be done in your name. Lord Jesus, I just pray that we would just see amazing influence come through each one of these ladies as they continue to step in the purpose that you have for them. Father, I pray for them that they would have a blessed day today with those around them, Lord Jesus, and that they would ultimately, above all else, know the love that you have for them. We thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.